Hauschka's success with the Seahawks continued into 2014 as the team made a run toward the Super Bowl. Early in the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game versus the San Francisco 49ers, Pete Carroll called on his kicker for a fourth down, 53-yard field goal that would bring the Seahawks within 1 point of the lead. The importance of the moment was not lost in any Seattle fan. It had been 35 years since any major professional sports team had won a championship for the city. The 2013-14 Seahawks had a chance to not only win the Super Bowl, but end the long suffering for the sports fans of an entire region. Stephen Hauschka, the wanderer who had finally found some job security with the Seahawks, was about to trot on the field for one of the most important kicks of his career. But as he passed by Pete Carroll, Hauschka noticed the wind marker at the top of the north upright whipping swiftly in the southerly direction. He gave it a quick thought and decided that the field goal attempt was not the right decision. This guy, whom Seahawks owner Paul Allen was paying $750,000 per year to kick a football, didn't want to do it. So what did Hauschka do? He buckled down, thought positive, and made the kick. No, that is not what Stephen Hauschka did in that moment. Instead, he turned to his coach and stated plainly, "We shouldn't kick this." He then ran onto the turf and stared at the spot where the football was to be...